We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, modest viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatr, Seling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Thar, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotus, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Federated States of Micronesia calls for international help with rising sea levels. In humanitarian news, China donates textbooks for students in Ghana. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, September 5th, distinguished romantic painter Mr. Caspar David Friedrich was born in Greifswald, Germany in 1774. He is considered one of the most significant European artists of the symbolic landscape. Some of his most famous works were reflections of religious mysticism, such as The Cross in the Mountains. An avid observer of nature, he wrote, "The divine is everywhere, even in a grain of sand." May the spiritual essence of our world continue to be expressed through gifted painters such as Mr. Caspar David Friedrich.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Formosa or Taiwan. Typhoon Morakot struck Formosa on August 7th, causing widespread floods and enormous mudslides that buried villages and claimed over 600 lives. Conveying her condolences and love on August 8th, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our Formosan Association members continuously check and help wherever necessary, donating $30,000 for emergency supplies and more as needed.
With the mountainous areas of Jiayi County only reachable via helicopter, our association members sent through the Jiayi Air Base 6 flights of food supplies as well as LED flashlights, school supplies, and hygiene supplies. In response to the requests of the Jiayi County's Educational Department, they also provided 14 generators to elementary schools so that the students could resume classes.
Our respectful salute all government and relief personnel working to ease the disaster conditions. We are especially thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern that brings comfort to the distressed and to our association members for their helpful efforts. As we pray for the restoration of the flood afflicted to their fulfilling daily lives, let us join in fostering kinder lifestyles to ease disturbing events as these.
Afghanistan swept by fatal flash floods. Unusual overnight rains triggered floods in Laghman and Nangarhar provinces of eastern Afghanistan, with at least 15 who perished as several hundred homes, agricultural land, and fruit trees suffered damage.
Local officials quickly went to assess the situation with aid agencies such as the United Nations, the Afghan Red Crescent Society, and others beginning to deliver emergency supplies to the region. We are grateful to the Afghan government officials, the United Nations, the Afghan Red Crescent Society, and all other relief personnel for your timely actions. Our sorrow for all who perished as we wish the affected residents a smooth rebuilding of their productive daily lives and pray that such calamities diminish through our gentler care of each other and the planet.
Hurricane Ximena lashes northern Mexico. As the storm made landfall on Wednesday, torrential rains and winds caused a state of emergency to be declared in the municipalities of Los Cabos, La Paz, Comondú, Loreto, and Mulegay, as one person lost his life and some 4,000 at risk of mudslides were evacuated to shelters. Some reports indicated that remote areas not yet assessed may also have suffered more extensive damage. On September 4th, conveying all her love and sympathy, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 and asked that our Native Association members go help the most desperate, such as orphans and the elderly without caregivers. This donation could obtain $33,000 in relief supplies if purchased in the United States based on Mexico's cost of living. Our thankfulness goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her swift and comforting care. We send our condolences for the life lost and our prayers for the soon recovery of those affected to the normalcy of their day-to-day lives. With the grace of the providence, may our world be safe from such weather extremities as more people adopt thoughtful, eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims.
Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International donors reach out to Gaza. The European Commission has announced a donation of $18.5 million to support job creation in Palestine's Gaza Strip, and the International Red Cross is partnering with Islamic University to begin renovating buildings within Gaza City.
A campaign launched by the Kuwaiti Rama Society is distributing relief items such as food and school bags to the less fortunate, while the Ministry of Labor in Gaza has announced a program to give $100 as well as food aid to 78,000 families in need during the holy month of Ramadan. Meanwhile, the United Nations continues to request an easing of border controls to allow passage of necessary materials for repairing water infrastructure and sanitation services.
Our sincere gratitude and heaven's blessing, European Commission, Kuwaiti Rama Society, International Red Cross, Government of Gaza, and United Nations for your concern and care. Through such efforts as yours, surely the Gazan people will find greater comfort and well-being as we pray for harmonious coexistence among all in the region.
High levels of mercury in fish. A study conducted by the U.S. Geological Survey that evaluated fish from nearly 300 streams across the country found that every single one in a sample population, including bass, trout, and catfish, contained some amount of mercury, with 25% containing levels considered dangerous by the Environmental Protection Agency. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, Green Party food safety spokesperson Sue Kedgley issued a statement of concern based on findings that fish contain mercury and other toxic metals, such as arsenic and cadmium. Ms. Kedgley cited research published in the Medical Journal of Australia, which indicated that even relatively low levels of mercury can affect children's brain development. We are grateful, U.S. Geological Survey, Ms. Sue Kedgley, and Green Party of New Zealand for your cautionary advisement. Let us all choose plant-based meals to protect our own health and that of our children.
Swine flu found in Indonesian pigs. Following the discovery of swine flu-afflicted pig herds in Australia and Canada, 12 pigs in Indonesia's Palau Balan, which sells pork to Singapore, have been diagnosed with the swine flu. The previous week, 4 pigs in Singapore were found to be similarly afflicted. These infections are raising concerns about the further spread of the swine flu, especially in the Southeast Asian region, because of the very real possibility that this flu strain could combine with the already known bird flu. The resulting mutation could be as quickly spreading as swine flu and as lethal as bird flu, with an established 60% death rate.
Globally, swine flu caused fatalities jumped by 147 in just 24 hours. The total now is 3,315 deaths in 180 countries, with actual cases far too high to estimate. Cambodia is now seeing person-to-person spread of the swine flu within the country, rather than transmission from arriving travelers. Formosa, or Taiwan, announced that cases are increasing at a rate of 20,000 per week, with the number of people hospitalized in critical condition having jumped to 112. Two women in the United Arab Emirates perished, one of whom had just safely delivered a child through surgery. A senior citizen became Iran's second lost life, following a first of a 36-year-old woman.
Meanwhile, from Austria to South Korea to the United States, health authorities are expressing peak concern as children return to school where the swine flu spreads rapidly. U.S. President Barack Obama's administration has committed to spend an additional $2.7 billion on top of previous announcements in July of $1.8 billion to purchase antiviral medicines and vaccines.
A report last week from the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology stated that up to 50% of the U.S. population could be infected this year, including 1.8 million hospitalizations and somewhere between 30,000 and 90,000 fatal cases.
May heaven comfort the families who have suddenly lost loved ones to this unfortunate disease, as we pray for a rapid recovery for the afflicted. We look forward to more humans adopting the plant-based diet to spare humanity the immeasurable costs of all animal-borne diseases.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
New South Korean Prime Minister named. On Thursday, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak announced the appointment of a new prime minister. Besides being a well-respected economics expert, the newly named prime minister, Chung Un-chan, is also former chancellor of the prestigious Seoul National University. Congratulations, Prime Minister Chung Un-chan, on your new office. Our best wishes for your noble leadership in bringing further harmony and prosperity for the South Korean people.
Free fruits and veggies for young students in U.S. The federally funded Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program is available to elementary school districts containing a higher percentage of young students from low-income families. These students receive free, ready-to-eat fresh snacks with a goal of promoting healthy habits as well as increasing economic benefit to local growers. U.S. Representative Sam Farr, who advocates locally grown produce, remarked, "How do we grow a healthier America? How do we deliver health care? We have to have America eat vegetables, and it all starts with schools. What a wonderful way to nourish our children and instill early healthy trends." Kudos, Representative Farr and United States, for your support of the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program and its abundant benefits to our precious youth.
Iranian Parliament approves woman minister. The Parliament has voted in favor of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's nomination of Dr. Marzia Vahid Dasgirdi as Iran's Minister of Health and Medical Education. A qualified physician and university professor, Dr. Dasgirdi is known for her advocacy on behalf of women's health. Our respectful accolades, Minister Marzia Vahid Dasgirdi, on your new post as Iran's Minister of Health and Medical Education. May you be graced in serving the highest health goals of your country and fellow citizens.
Save our planet. Bangladesh confronts the tragic effects of climate change. 3 months after Cyclone Isla caused widespread tragedy, 300,000 Bangladeshis are still homeless. Many communities remain inundated from embankments that were breached in the storm, with lands and trees poisoned by salt water and structures that cannot be repaired for months until the waters recede. Oxfam's head of research, Duncan Green, says climate change-induced rising sea levels are the main cause of the crisis, along with saltwater's continued infiltration through weakened embankments. One local non-governmental organization leader said, "If we can't build good embankments, this area will be sea. People will have to migrate."
Leaders of endangered nations, such as the island nation of Tuvalu, are calling for action to mitigate these devastating tolls of global warming.
Decisions have to be made now, because the impact of the greenhouse emissions from the various countries are slowly killing our people back in Tuvalu, and including other small low-lying atolls.
Because we want to live in our country, and we do not want to be environmental refugees to be relocated to other countries.
Our appreciation, Prime Minister Ayalamia, Mr. Green, Oxfam, and all other concerned parties for your work to raise awareness of the extent of the human impact caused by global warming. Let us unite in adopting caring, sustainable lifestyles to restore the balance of our ecosphere.
As the leaders of such vulnerable countries strive to secure a future existence for their fellow citizens, hope can be found in a fast solution, as explained by Supreme Master Qinghai in a June 2009 Vegan Earth Day video message in California, USA.
And we have tens of millions of others who are made homeless due to climate change. We call them climate refugees, if there is a term. In fact, they have no status. And this is not included the innocent wildlife and domestic animals who suffer because of meat-related problems. Meat causes global warming and kills and kills and kills. Therefore, meat is murder, a crime that must be stopped. Luckily for us, we can avoid all this by a simple cure: vegan diet.
Save our planet. Chinese research reveals that glaciers on the Jade Dragon Snow Mountains, home to the southernmost glacier in the northern hemisphere, are melting at a record rate due to global warming, with the lowest point of ice receding by 65 meters in altitude since 2004.
Save our planet. British herpetologist Mike Preston and colleagues release hundreds of rare sand lizards across the country in an effort to boost their numbers as well as aid in the preservation of declining heathlands.
Hi, I'm Iggy the Vegan Iguana. I have a tip to share on helping your teenager with budgeting. When your precious one gets her or his first job, you can discuss how to save money each month to reach a goal. For example, if your child is preparing for college, a certain agreed upon amount can go into a college fund each month. This is also a good way to build independence. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the weather around the world.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Japan. Our association members from the Gunma Center held the 5th SOS Global Warming Seminar in Karuizawa Oga Hall, a concert hall at a scenic lakeside setting in Karuizawa, Nagano. A DVD explaining our urgent planetary crisis and the harmful effects of meat eating was shown. In addition, more detailed information about climate change, sustainable farming, and the most beneficial solution to save the planet, the organic plant-based diet, was given. Afterwards, attendees enjoyed a complimentary vegan lunch. May many choose to lead the way and be a vegan today.
In environmental news, Federated States of Micronesia calls for international help with rising sea levels. President Emmanuel Mori of Micronesia appealed for developed nations to take fast action to reduce carbon emissions and address climate change. His request was made at a summit in Majuro, Marshall Islands, with leaders of U.S.-associated islands of the North Pacific. President Mori also urged summit participants to support a regional conservation program. In 2007, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change estimated that as many as 150 million people could be displaced by climate change-related incidents by 2050. Our respectful appreciation, President Emmanuel Mori, for bringing this vital issue to the forefront. We pray that all countries take immediate action to return our planet to its natural state of balance and harmony. Coming up on Noteworthy News, China helps students in Ghana learn a new language. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more illuminating news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a glorious world. In humanitarian news, China donates 600 textbooks to University of Ghana. The Chinese embassy gifted the books to the Faculty of Arts and the Balmain Library of the University to facilitate the teaching of the Chinese language. China also sent 2 language instructors and 8 volunteers to assist the University of Ghana and the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Kumasi, Ghana. Kudos, China, for your contributions towards education in Ghana. May more nations extend support to each other in the spirit of friendship.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Gaelic entitled, Ten Again.
Cur far cest ar a van ceile, cur dhe an rod bavarlath I gór de vreth lá, Juchi bavarlam a bheith dje arís. Modin a vreth lá, jairi sé I go luch agus ar aiv lá go dí park téna. Cur sé ar gach rod sa park, Gokrod the Aon, Ponchi Trelas. Hoshishe amokt and far pena, Kuig urnis jenny. A can in a rollam, agus bolg bon os can. An shen a rai lo goody picturelin. Gran rasta, cola, agus milshon. Fe yera, hushlikche avala, len a far kela, agus hitche os a shasaf ishtak salava. Crummy a far kela sheer. Agustilfi Orhe, Vellestor, Conasavise, Conave Jeharish. Thuskel Sulawan, Agus Jerfic She, Jain Tinahirna, Unrud of Ye Gaish Dogum, Na Maid Guna.
And now for our viewers' heartline about cause of swine flu, Dr. Michael Greger on Supreme Master Television.
If factory farming is the cause, I do believe it is another sign that we need to stop eating animals. It is unnatural. Lee from Canada.
Wise Lee, your affirmative message is appreciated. Indeed, not only are factory farms breeding grounds for virulent disease, but they are causing untold suffering to animals and wreaking havoc on our planet. Please share this urgent information with all your open-minded Canadian co-citizens. We can still save our earth through the vegan diet. With God's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We'd be glad to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you continue to be guided in love and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iran's senior nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, announces a revised proposal that includes his country's willingness to enter new nuclear talks.
Niger's governor of Agadez region, Abba Malam Bukar, believes that by the end of the year there should be a peace in the region thanks to the joint diplomatic efforts of Niger and Libya.
In response to an appeal from member state Portugal, the European Union sends two firefighting planes to help extinguish out-of-control wildfires burning across the country.
The U.S.-based North America Insurance Corporation awards 50 schools across the nation with $2,000 grants to help students avert obesity by learning that exercise is fun.
Paleontologists are celebrating Angola for her treasured trove of fossils, along with stone formations that reveal how the Earth was transformed some tens of millions of years ago.
A new software application for the Apple iPhone tracks and reports in real time the incidence and spread of infectious diseases such as swine flu.
Scientists report seeing a Rizzo's dolphin off the coast of Cornwall, England, in what is being hailed as a rare sighting that is expected to bring greater understanding of the reclusive marine mammal.
During a house fire in the early morning, 11-year-old Adonis from Illinois, USA, was able to wake up his mom, carry out a young girl, and return to the burning house to ensure his aunt's safety. For his remarkable bravery, Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Adonis with a Shining World Hero Award along with $2,000 for urgently needed items.
Responding to a call by G20 nations to improve the world's economy, the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, allocates $283 billion in special drawing rights that IMF member countries can trade with one another for currency.
The world's largest octagonal carpet spanning 125 square meters has been revealed in the city of Nain, Iran, renowned for its unique rugs and carpets and home to one of the country's oldest mosques.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.